Welcome to this edition of Inside the Brand After Dark. This is your host, Dennis Trianos. Inside the Brand After Dark is sponsored by the Trianos Group, innovation in retained executive search and consulting in the marketing arena. On Inside the Brand After Dark, we have the unique opportunity to spend additional time with the guests that appear on our weekly syndicated radio program. Given the 30-minute format, we can really dig in and go quite a bit deeper with our guests on important marketing and leadership questions. Now, let's join the discussion with today's very special guest. On today's show, my co-host Joyce Faulkner and I will be talking to Ron Losby, president of Steinway & Sons Americas. Steinway & Sons has been making handcrafted fine pianos for over 150 years. Ron, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Dennis. Pleasure to be here.
Ron, it's our understanding that you're an accomplished musician in your own right, that you studied at the San Francisco Conservatory and the Juilliard School. What has that experience done to help you become successful as the president of Steinway?
Well, Dennis, it has, in my opinion, intimately connected me with the product that we build and sell. I have an understanding of what a piano is supposed to do from a quality level, and I have an understanding of what a piano means to our customers and how important it is in the life of the individuals who purchase these.
There's a relationship that Steinway has historically had with the great music houses and the great learning institutions. It's my understanding that the Met has the first piano that was ever made in the U.S. Tell us about that relationship and how you've perpetuated that relationship.
Well, the institutional business, as we term it, colleges, universities, musical venues, etc., are extraordinarily important for us because these are the most visible performers that play at, say, the Met or Carnegie Hall, and also the educational institutions are educating our future customers. So as a result of that, we take very special care in listening to what their needs are and trying to solve any issues they have in terms of resolving the needs that they do have so we can continue to service this very important community. They're our bell cows, if you will. They're our, shall we say, celebrity endorsers that we actively go after and solicit the information on our products and have for over 150 years.
So the Steinway brand has been around for over 150 years. Like you said, it's a great brand. So what are you doing currently to stay current and relevant with new customers that you're trying to attract to the brand?
Well, perhaps for the first time since I've been with the company and maybe since the radio was invented, there has been this remarkable opportunity in digital media that has presented itself to Steinway & Sons that allows us to expose our brand throughout the world at a cost that is just infinitesimal compared to traditional media. As a result of this, we're able to cultivate future customers in places as far removed as Africa or the Middle East or Indochina to the Steinway brand, and one day they will become affluent enough to afford one of our pianos.
So talk a little bit about the new iPhone app that you just recently launched, because I think that segues nicely into that last question.
This is great. We call it Etude. Mm-hmm. We launched it last year, and what it is a basic learning program on how to learn the piano. It is populated with the most popular songs, both classical, pop, and rock, and it gives the individual a visual understanding of where the notes that are being played and sounded on the app are on the keyboard. As a result, we believe that it could spark further interest for more traditional methods of learning and create more customers.
So it sounds like it's more than just trying to sell pianos. You're really trying to teach people and future customers about the importance of music and even how to play music.
Well, yes, at a very basic level, it's certainly no substitute for the Juilliard School, mm-hmm. but it will engage someone who may not have engaged with the musical instrument on a level today that everyone understands. Every young person, you walk on the campus of any college, and what do you see under their arm? You see a laptop or an iPad or an iPhone. We must, as a company, to remain relevant, engage these customers on the platform that they're familiar with.
Ron, when my son was born, the first thing that we bought, literally, was a piano. We didn't have a couch. But we had a piano. And as my son got to be, you know, able to pluck away the keys, you know, I'd envisioned that he was going to be a great pianist one day. And in fact, he studied for 8 years. Are families still focused on that aspirational vision? And does the piano actualize that vision for families today?
Well, for certain segments of the population, that is absolutely the case. And if one has ever heard, or any of your listeners have ever heard, the term tiger mom, in China, music is an absolute necessity in the educational process of their children. They must learn the piano or the violin. In this country, we're seeing a renaissance of individuals, families, younger families that want to give the best to their children, because it is basically proven that studying a musical instrument makes you smarter. Why are 20% of our customers physicians, skilled physicians? It's not because they can afford the piano. Their relationship with music far predates their relationship with medicine. If you look at some of the amateur competitions, like the Van Cliburn down in Texas, the professions, it reads like who's who of the greatest professions in this country. They're doctors, they're lawyers, they're every sort of specialty you can imagine. Music makes you smarter, and many families understand this.
Music makes you smarter. I think we should have bumper stickers in America that say that.
Oh, I agree.
I think that's really important.
There's a remarkable study that's going on right now with the University of California in Los Angeles and also McGill University, and it's called Music in the Geriatric Brain. Not a very nice title, but what they are trying to understand is what effect playing a musical instrument, or frankly doing anything that has a mental and a physical component together, why this builds neural pathways, and does this have an effect upon cognitive brain disorder? Neural pathways are how we remember things. It's how we remember someone's name. It's how we learn. We have all this connection up there. It's like all this superhighway system. And the more highways you have, the easier it is for the cars to go from point A to point B. Music, and the piano in particular, is a remarkable way to grow neural pathways.
Okay. Can that be done as a person is in their 40s and 50s, let's say? Can they learn the piano at a later stage in life, or is it much tougher?
No, of course they can. You know, the reason it's tougher is because you don't have mom and dad telling you have to do it. It's because of your own self-discipline why we say learning a language when you're older or learning anything new when you're older is tougher. It's because nobody's making you learn it. We still have, as human beings, have the capacity to learn up until the day that we die. And music is a rewarding learning experience because you're creating something. And it's irrelevant how good or how bad you are. It's just your engagement with the instrument creates fulfillment on a level that you can't get from a computer, you can't get from a video game. It's something that you are creating.
This is Dennis Troianos for Inside the Brand, and I'm here with Ron Losby and Joyce Faulkner. Ron, Steinway is an aspirational brand in many ways. It's an iconic brand, for sure. I recall sitting in the living room of actually a very well-known conductor who invited me to his house at one point, and it was a lovely experience. And the first thing that struck me was that he had two Steinway pianos in his living room, and they were nestled into one another. And I said, he could have any piano in the world, and he has a Steinway, and he's got two of them. Why is Steinway the sort of platinum standard for so long? How has it endured for so long, these great artists?
There's many reasons for that, Dennis, but I think the simple answer is when we build a piano, each one has its own unique musical personality. There are no two Steinways that are identical in sound or in touch, and that's because they are handcrafted. The reason that we can appeal across broad spectrums of the musical idioms that are out there, whether it's classical, pop, rock, new age, is because an individual can select the piano that most specifically speaks to the music that they play. And I will guarantee you that a Billy Joel would probably not pick the same piano that a Long Long or an Arthur Rubinstein would play for a Carnegie Hall concert. But each individual piano, because they are handcrafted, are unique. And that has been, in my opinion, our greatest strategic asset.
Well, that brings me to one of my favorite subjects, which is talent. As you know, we're recruiters, we're in the talent business. And when you talk about a handcrafted instrument, it makes me think about the talent that must be resident in the manufacturing, and the people that you hire, the skills, have to go well beyond just the technical skills. What are some of the things that you look for when you hire craftsmen and craftswomen to create these unique, one-of-a-kind pianos?
Well, it's a very good question, and one of the reasons why we've remained in New York City is because it's contiguous to one of the largest labor markets in the world. Because we handcraft our pianos, we have to look for individuals who like to work with their hands, who perhaps, but not necessarily so, have an association with music on some level, understand at some point in time what our brand is all about, but most importantly, Dennis, they have to have passion. Talent is not the same thing, in my opinion, as passion. Having passion to create, to do a job well done, is a unique and, frankly, a very rare commodity these days in people.
Joyce?
That's great. One of the things I was curious about, I know you've done a really good job embracing digital marketing and seeing the value of that, especially for the Steinway brand. What are some things you're doing from a content marketing strategy using social media to get the Steinway brand out there?
Well, we are so lucky, Joyce, because we have over 1,500 Steinway artists. They're the finest artists in the world, from Harry Connick Jr. to Long Long to Billy Joel. You name it, they play the Steinway piano. As a result of their activities on the Steinway piano, we have a vast digital and audio library that we can deploy when appropriate at certain times to optimize us in search engine optimization, to provide interest to someone who may not even be that interested in a piano, but they really like Billy Joel, to go onto our website and engage with Steinway & Sons on a level that they never would have engaged by walking down the street and seeing a retail store with pianos in it. So it's the rich culture and legacy of Steinway & Sons that we're able to leverage to attract these new individuals into our branding.
A little known fact about Steinway that we found in our research is that you have your own classical music CD company. Tell us about that and some of the benefits and opportunities inherent in that.
Well, several years ago, we purchased Archive Music, which is the largest online reseller of classical CDs in the world. And it does not take really a mental genius to figure out that there's a connection between people who purchase Steinway pianos and a large segment that enjoys classical music. So it's sort of a cross-promotional opportunity for us. Those who buy classical CDs are generally our customers. And those who buy piano CDs in particular give us an insight. Well, this person has a great interest in the piano on some level, whether they play or just like to listen to it. So it creates this sort of wonderful closed circle where we're able to cross-promote both brands to the same individuals. You know, the Steinway buyers, we promote Archive Music. The Archive buyers, we promote Steinway to. And it has a wonderful, true, and organic synergy.
As I think back 30, 40 years and remember the piano as being the centerpiece of the living room, what I associate is not so much the music, but the memories. The occasions that people would sit around and sing and have a great time, and it was just a magnet for that family stuff that you remember. Tell us a little bit about that in your life and share some stories that might be interesting.
Well, I have yet to go into a home that has a piano where it has not at some point in the evening become the center of attention. The piano brings people together because it is a musical instrument, and everyone understands music in a certain way, and it inextricably links all of us in ways that we really can't quantify in terms of words. When you have this wonderful instrument in your home, whether it's Happy Birthday or whether it's Christmas carols or it's just playing around at the Super Bowl during halftime or after it, it provides a sense of community not unlike a digital community, but this is more intimate in that it's in one's home, and it's a shared experience that everyone can relate to. We all relate to music. Doesn't matter if we play, doesn't matter if we're educated in music, we all relate to it. I mean, for example, what would graduation be without pomp and circumstance? You know, what would a wedding be without the wedding march? Or happy birthday, for heaven's sakes. It strikes something within each of us, and it becomes a part of not just the furniture, it becomes a part of the experience of being human.
Can electric keyboards and digital keyboards take over the handmade wooden?
Well, I will never say never. However, as a pianist, I must say that there is a vast crevasse of sound and playability between an electronic instrument and a traditional acoustic piano. For me, and I know many others, there's something less human about something that plugs in. I mean, this doesn't matter if you're playing a regular piano, an acoustic piano. It doesn't matter what the weather's like. You don't need power. You don't need light. You don't need anything. It's just you and the instrument. And it becomes an extension of the person that's playing and the person that's listening to it. I don't think electronic instruments have quite the same resonance inside of us as an acoustic does.
You used the word resonance, and I'm so happy you did that, because anyone who's got a piano in their home will notice, if they listen carefully, that if they sing or speak, at some point it will resonate with the soundboard on the piano. One of those notes will resonate to your voice. And there's a bit of a relationship, a symbiotic relationship between the human voice and the piano voice, if you will. And that's a unique feature in my experience. Is that the case in your experience?
Absolutely, because these sounds that are emitted from most of the keyboards, certainly not the very high and the very low, unless you're a great soprano or a great basso, you know, you can reproduce the same pitch as what occurs in a piano. And it does resonate. I mean, it becomes, you know, part, an extension of us, because it sounds in a way like us. I mean, you can almost sound like a piano if you hum. It has this fixed pitch element to it that is very interesting, and you can communicate great thought and great feelings through singing or through a piano. So it does have resonance amongst us all.
Ron, as you know, we're in the talent business. We recruit leaders. And I know that your relationship with Steinway started when you were very young, obviously, in 1987, mm-hmm. as a district manager. Your love for music and your love for business, talk about each, and what's made you successful as a president?
Well, one thing that I like to speak about, particularly at colleges and universities, is that there's so many passionate young men and women who are studying musical instruments that unfortunately are not going to become concert artists. That's for the very select few. But the study of music provides an educational experience that I don't believe any other course of study does. It provides discipline, it provides self-confidence, it provides the ability for someone to start something and to stay with it through completion. And it also has this great element of passion, because you connect to what you're hearing. It's emotionally moving. Those qualities in a corporation, in a corporate environment, we look for in all of our staff. And the reason for that is because they perform better over time as a result of it. They become connected to the company. They don't have an attention span that lasts 2.3 seconds, according to Google, I think it was, that said that. They're able to see a project through. Also, studying music, you understand structure. If you've ever studied a Beethoven symphony or a Mozart sonata, it is extraordinary structure. And what is a corporation but structure? So understanding the limits, understanding the inhibitions that a structure can give you, provides an insight that as an employee can allow you to excel within that environment.
This is Dennis Troianos, and I'm joined by Ron Losby and Joyce Faulkner. This has been Inside the Brand After Dark. Ron, this has been one of the great, great moments of our experience to meet you and hear about your success and the iconic brand of Steinway. Thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you, Dennis. It's been my pleasure. And Joyce.